So first Sunday of the month is always a little different here at New Beginnings. We try to, we have our Sunday school time then, and we don't have a normal sermon, but we like to get people to get up and share what God's been doing in their life and what God has done and God's faithfulness. And so this morning, Jeanette has agreed to share some of her story with us and to bring honor and glory to God, because God is so good. He's working in all our lives. We should all have a testimony at any time to give of his faithfulness, his goodness, and how he's come through in so many ways. But this morning we're asking Jeanette, so we'll just pray God's blessing on her as she comes up to share.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So good to be here to praise God, right? Amen. My testimony is called Redeemed and the Promise of Victory. Growing up, I had an exquisite grandmother. Her name was Virginia, who for a short time had custody of me as a little girl. I love living with my grandmother. She smelled like roses all the time, especially when we would have Bible study. I love so much to know the stories about the Bible and, of course, to know about Jesus. She's the one who taught me to talk to Jesus when I was sad or happy. Then one day, my mother called and said I had to go back. I could see the tears fall down her face, and I knew I had no choice. My mother had issues. She lived in a very dark place, enough to introduce me to drugs, among other things. All I would wonder was, why did she not love me like she loved my brothers? Always forgiving the pain she caused me, and always wishing and praying maybe just one day it would all change. Today, my thoughts of her is she did the best she could. As I got older, I went on my own way, but always trusting God and staying in prayer even when I was in the dark. I would never hurt anyone or break any laws because my grandmother taught me the good things that stayed in my heart. She would tell me, always think three times before doing anything. I listen. And when I turned 15, I met my first boyfriend, and a baby came. His name is Joshua, my son. I didn't know what to do but get a job and do the best I could. Then my battles started. I went to work and left my son to my oldest brother to watch, and I said, please don't let his dad take him. Well, his dad came and he took him. I didn't see my son for 2.5 years. I was broken, lost, and so hurt, and I ran to darkness to take the pain away. Then 2 years later, I met a man that took me away from the life I came from. I came from a family that are from a dangerous gang lifestyle. Then I fell in love. He was a good person, so I married him. I looked up and I said, thank you, Lord. I had a second son after losing two babies and almost dying. Waking up to a room with only a doctor saying I could have no more children. I cried, but I felt peace through it all. Then one day, as I was fighting for custody for my first son, I went into deep prayer and asked God, please help me to make the right speech to the judge. That court day came, and I told the judge that I can't fight this way because Joshua, my first son, had a whole family, and I just wanted to be fair for all of us. I remember the judge saying, you just took my breath away because you were going to win. I then replied, love is important for my son to see, and we can all work it out. So everyone agreed. Then 2 weeks went by, and I got so sick and went to the doctors. She explained, I know you cannot have any children with one tube and one ovary, but let's check. Sorry, this is very emotional for me. As we talked, she looked at me and said, Jeanette, it's positive. I can still feel the silence in me, but a sweet one. I knew it was God. He blessed me with a child and a chance to be a mom I wanted to be. I got in my car and prayed, and all I could say was, thank you, Father. My marriage was good for 18 years, then it fell apart. I would always pray, but I said, I will be strong for my son, Brandon, and stuck it out with God's help till he turned 17 or 18, where he could understand. I then got divorced. I left everything because my ex-husband ended up in the dark world and I couldn't help him. We remained friends, but I was tired of the hurt. I forgave him, and that was my freedom. After 5 years being divorced, I moved to Reading, and that's when my spiritual battle began. I met someone and fell in love. But the only thing I didn't know, he was a wolf in sheep clothing. He tricked me on our first date. He even prayed before eating. I thought I had it all, but this time I was not praying. He never hurt me, but he lied to me. He was into witchcraft and led me to it as well. Lost in the dark, then one day I looked up and asked Jesus, please forgive me and help me. I need out of that evil world. For 4 months I prayed and fasted without knowing. It was so bad, I left for a few days to stay at a friend's house, my friend Danette, just to be able to sleep, but it followed me. I then asked God to help me with strength to go back and end it. I walked in my house and I said to him, I can't live like this. I want Jesus in my life. And if he wanted to know Jesus as well, he replied to me, if you pray to God and he didn't answer, you must go to the dark side. Tears coming down my face, knowing it was time to say it was over. And I gave him the ring back. But then Jesus gave me strength to say, leave my house. He said, are you sure? I said, yes, with my heart broken into a million pieces. He said I would regret this. He left. I would pray every day. Then one day, I heard in my heart, get out of this house and just leave it all behind. I did. I lost everything, but I gained the greatest gift, Jesus. I then decided to give my whole life to Jesus, and I got baptized on September 2nd of 21, the best day of my life. Yes, with lots of struggles and attacks, I had faith that God was with me. Submit to God and the devil must flee, a faithful promise from God. So last week I got sick, but it wasn't a normal sick. I felt like I was in shackles, and all I could smell was brimstone burning. I couldn't even get up or eat or even drink anything. On the second day, Pauline came down. And I would cry and tell her this was something I had to go through. She would pray for me. At night, I would talk to Jesus and even wake up saying verses for spiritual battles. I could feel his presence and I wasn't scared. On the third day, I got up. I felt the shackles off my legs and they were healed. And I could smell the air, the grass. I knew right then and there that Jesus fought my battles, and I was able to rejoice the victory with tears and happiness that I belong to Jesus. My testimony is that the Bible and his promises are alive. My life belongs to him, and he made me a new me. And I can say always, all the glory is to God. Amen. I do have to say something. I knew, and I would cry to Pauline, that I was in prison. Because, yes, we are forgiven, but we have to die to come back to life in a new way. He makes us new. He saved my life because I thought I was dying. And I thank him for Pauline, because I had no one. And I thank God for all of you, because I've been to many churches and you guys are so special in so many ways. Thank you for making me feel welcomed.
Well, praise the Lord. Our God is faithful, isn't he? Yeah. When he says, behold, I make all things new, he does. The old Jeanette is gone, and there's a new Jeanette, a new creation in Jesus. Absolutely.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love a new me.
You know, we all have an old self, and we all have a new self if we've come to Christ. And all our stories are different. And yet, there's a common denominator, and that is Jesus, who gave us a second chance, a new life, a fresh start, a new life in him. Praise God. We have such a wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sharing that testimony. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, there are many people out there that are in dark places that still don't know about our wonderful Lord and Savior. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading this week, where he may take you, who he may bring your way, that we could just tell people the hope that's within us in Christ, because we have it, and he's so wonderful. So, yes, Lord, help us to do that this week and not miss you. So blessings on you all this week as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.